shoes and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Praise is warfare when the enemy is coming against you. Praise is how you fight. God inhabits your praise. Tell somebody, God comes in. When praises go up, blessings come down.
Join Pastor Trevor Banks at 7:45 a.m. and p.m. Monday through Friday right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Navigating the real estate market in Florida today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast and in the Palm Beaches, the housing market is back in full force and there are a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It also can be very time-consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is offering a free seminar on how to prepare to buy a home, what programs are available to you, and how you can qualify. You can sign up for this free seminar by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 561-201-5499. The number again is 561-201-5499.
También hablamos en español.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
So here we got Moab, and his first name means this. It means something or somebody that comes from an illegitimate covenant. Something or somebody that comes from an illegitimate covenant. In other words, they're trying to have blessings and privilege that come in an illegitimate way. They're trying to be blessed, they're trying to gain privilege, and they're trying to get it illegitimately. In Jeremiah chapter 48, verse 11, it says this, "Moab has been at ease from his youth. He has settled on his dregs and has not emptied from vessel to vessel, nor has he gone into captivity. Therefore, his taste remained in him, and his sand has not changed." Is everybody all right? Now, stay with me. Here's the picture. Here's a man who says, God's kingdom is in my life. He's married to somebody who's pleasant and delightful. They get in the middle of a crisis. They encounter a famine. Everything turns upside down in their life. They're living in the house of bread. They're living in the place of praise. But instead of staying in the place of praise and staying in the house of bread, they say to themselves, we've got to get out of here. It's too much pressure. I can't take it anymore. It's too overwhelming. It's too much. I got to get some relief. Somebody say, I got to get some relief. So the Bible says they pack up their donkeys and they pack up their stuff and they pack up their tents and they move down to a place called Moab. Moab, a place that promises them the covenant and the blessings without ever having to make any change in their life. Are we okay? Come on, amen. So Moab is a place that you want to go to when you don't have to make any changes in your life, when you still believe you can receive everything that God has for you without ever having to be processed through the pressure and the stress of life. Y'all okay? How many know for most of us in here, it's not can you have it, it's really can you get in a place where you can receive it? Because everything in the kingdom of heaven is already yours, amen? Y'all ain't even gonna shout me down at all, amen? My Bible says the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. So if I'm in Christ Jesus, that means that everything that heaven has made available to my life has an opportunity to manifest in my life by the grace of God when I begin to work through the stresses and the pressures and the crises of my life by faith. Come on, amen? Somebody say it's activated by faith. That means I have got to learn how to live in the difficult places of my life. I've got to learn how to stay in an environment that helps me grow because it's the places of pressure that cause me to grow. And in those places of pressure that help me grow, God is able to change my life if I let Him. Come on, huh? Maybe there's nobody in this room tonight, but I wonder how many people might be listening to me today that when the pressure got on in your life, you ran to an illegitimate source to get some relief from the pressure that came on your life. I have. It's easy to do standing up here in the pulpit that when everybody's down on me and everybody thinks I'm messing with them and I'm being mean and it's easy to want to say, you know what, I don't need none of this. I can just take it. I don't have to take it no more. I can go. I don't need none of them. Is that too real? Oh, come on, amen. What happens is when we do that, we try to short circuit the processing of what God has for our life so that we can get something that we really can't hang on to. We see it and we go for it, but really what it is the grass is greener on the other side. Rather than staying planted and rooted in that thing that God is producing in us to help us to grow up. Because Moab can never give you what God has promised you. The Bible says they ran to Moab, and down to Moab, here's what happens. They get to Moab, and Naomi's husband dies. He leaves the place of blessing, the place of presence, and the place of the word. He goes to Moab, and he dies. Then her two sons meet these two girls, Ruth and Orpah, and both of her sons die. Come on, somebody, amen? Now, here's Naomi living in the land of Moab. The place they went to for a blessing has now become a curse. She has no husband, she has no sons, and she's got two daughters-in-law that are foreigners. They're not even daughters of the covenant. Come on, Finally, somebody comes to Naomi and gives her word from her homeland that there is now fresh bread back in Bethlehem. Y'all all right? Stay with me. Is everybody okay? Okay? She says, I hear that there is fresh bread back in Bethlehem. Now listen, when you really begin to break down Bethlehem, Judah, that means the place of bread and like I said, the place of praise. But when you put those words together and you break it down even further, it literally means the place of his word, because the word of God is always presented to us as the bread of God. So it's literally the place of his word. Somebody say his word. And how many know when you praise him, praise brings presence? So the place of praise was literally the place of presence. It was the place of his word, and it was the place of his presence. You cannot run from the word of God or the presence of God and expect God to bless your life. I don't care, you might love him, you might be saved, but no blessing, no favor will be released into your life if there's no word and there's no presence. Is everybody all right? It's what Jesus talked about in John chapter 4 when he said, they that worship him must worship him in spirit, the presence, and in truth, the word. Come on, can I keep going? Amen. Smith Wigglesworth prophesied in the late 1950s. He said, for hundreds of years, there have been revivals of the word of God, where people got a hold of the word of God, and massive movements and denominations came out of the word of God. He said, now there has been a revival of the things of the spirit, the presence of God, where miracles are beginning to manifest, where people were beginning to be healed supernaturally in their bodies, and the prophetic word began to flow in the people's life. And he said, in the 21st century, what's going to happen is there's going to be a revival of the word and the spirit, a revival of the presence and the word that would come on God's church in the last days, and it would be poured out on all flesh. So if you're going to only a word church, you need to find a church where they got a little bit of presence in it too. If you're going to one of them charismatic crazy churches where all they do is float around on the floor and they don't preach no word, you need to get into a church where they got the word too, because the revival is coming to churches that preach the word and move in his presence. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. You're my company.
So here's a man who declared to be the for God to be the king of his life. When he got in trouble, he ran to a place that would not require him to change. He was trying to get God to allow him to receive something without having to be processed. And he left the place of presence, and he left the place of the word. The result of leaving presence and the result of leaving the word was death. Death began to work in his family. And he ended up with offspring that were married to two girls that were not even in the covenant. We got Elimelech dead. We got Mahlon dead. We got Chilion dead. Naomi is now a widow, the only person that is left of the covenant of God. She's got two daughters-in-law that she's responsible for now. And she looks at the girls and she says to them, I don't know where I messed this up. I don't know how it all went wrong. I don't know where the wrong turn was. But I know this, I was not meant to be a beggar. I was not meant to be a loser. I was not meant to live this life. I was meant to be delightful, and I was meant to be pleasant. Somebody shout delightful. Somebody shout pleasant. She said, I was married to a man that reflected God as the king of the universe. Come on, huh? Somehow I got in the wrong place with the wrong atmosphere at the wrong time. I'm going back home. Somebody shout, I'm going back home. Listen to me. Some of you in this room tonight, I understand you might be a little bit scattered. Some of you have been processed, and you've been processed more than you can handle the processing. And it's got you kind of messed up in your head a little bit. Amen? Some of us have been left to ourselves to wonder why we got where we got. Don't know how we got there, but we found ourselves there, and now we're not happy with why we're there. Huh? Is everybody all right? Come on, amen. Listen to me. If that's you, God is about to bring you to a new desire. He's about to bring you to Bethlehem, Judah. He's about to bring you to the place of His presence, to the place of His word, to the place of His bread, to the place of His praise. Come on, amen. Somebody shout, the house of bread and the house of presence. She looks at her daughter-in-law. She said, I'm going home. I'm going home. She said, you don't need to come with me. I don't even know if you can. But I'm going home. There ain't nothing I can give you if you do want to come. I don't have nothing to give you. There's nothing I can do for you. One daughter-in-law, Orpah, says, you don't have anything you can give me? Naomi says, no. She said, all right, I'm going back to Moab. She leans over and gives her a kiss. Amen. And the Bible says she turns backward. Isn't that what her name was? Backward and stiff neck. And the Bible says she turned backward and she heads back to Moab. Come on, amen. Gives her a kiss. How many, there's a whole lot of people in the kingdom of God kissing. Come on. Huh? I've been doing this a long time. A lot of people come into church and just kiss. Until something gets going the way they don't want to go, and then that backwards out the door they go. They ain't committed to a real relationship. They just want to kiss. Can I just tell you, we ain't never going to change this city if all we do is sit around. We got to get committed. Come on, huh? The Bible says that Naomi looked at Ruth and says, what you going to do? She said, I ain't got nothing to give you either. And the Bible says that, says this about Ruth. It said, Ruth clung to her. We could use a little bit more clinging in the body, couldn't we? She said, Ruth clung to her. Now watch this. Get a picture of this. The husband, who was supposed to be the reflection of God as king. There's a wife supposed to be delightful and pleasant. A reflection of the husband that declares that God is king. And Ruth said, that right there, that's what I'm going to cling to. I ain't got nothing else, but I got that. I'm going to cling to this. I'm going to hold on to this. It may not look like it's supposed to. It might not be walking in the favor that it's supposed to have on its life. It might look down. It might look out. It might have been through pressure. It might even had a death cycle in it. But that's all I got right there. I'm going to hold on to that, and I'm going to work with what I got right there. I'm clinging to that woman. Somebody shout, I'm clinging. She said, I'm hanging on to that because that woman's got a covenant with God. And the covenant declares that God calls her to be blessed and delightful and pleasant. If I'm going to attach myself to anything, I'm going to attach it to something that's pleasant and delightful. How many of you do yourself a world of good if you would begin to attach yourself to things that are delightful and pleasant? That's why it's important who you marry. And we'll stop that right there. We won't go no further. And the Bible says that Ruth clung to her. And she said, wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people going to be my people. I'm connected to you. Hallelujah. Somebody shout connected. See, that kind of person, you'll not be able, Naomi was never ever able to get rid of her. Ruth was there. She was like a shadow. Every time Naomi turned around, there was Ruth. You didn't. If you saw Naomi, you saw Ruth. If you saw Ruth, you saw Naomi. Come on, does everybody understand? Amen? Some of y'all need to be connected to God like that. And if you will get connected to God like that, you'll realize that He'll release this covenant in your life that will bring that blessing back to you. Let me give you two things tonight and we'll be done. Two things. Two things that have to be in your house and two things that have to be in this house. And in every house. Come on, amen. Number one, there has to be an appreciation for the Word of God. There must be a love for the Word of God. And number two, there must be a hunger for His presence. There must be a love for the Word of God, and there must be a hunger for His presence. Matthew chapter 4:4 says this, man cannot live by natural bread alone, but on every word that proceeds. Everybody say pro. P-R-O, seeds out of the mouth of God. What's this? Jesus was saying, you cannot live by natural things. If you're going to live, you're going to have to live by the proceeding word of God. How many know he did not say the preceding word of God? Everybody say pre. P-R-E. Pro. P-R-O. Everybody all right? See, well, I believe what happens in our life is oftentimes we'll get a word from God 3, 4, 5 years ago, and then it's something that we've heard in our life, and we keep living off of that word in our life, and we end up living off of what God said instead of what God says. Yeah, y'all ain't gonna shout me down. Come on, amen. I mean, the Bible says the New Testament was committed to the apostles' doctrine. Everybody say the apostles' doctrine. In other words, they didn't have 15 fundamental truths that you had to follow in order to become a Christian, because the Bible hadn't been written yet. Come on, huh? What they were doing was moving with God and hearing God while they were moving, and then they were being committed to what they were hearing God was saying. They were committed to the proceeding word of God. As God spoke, they acted in faith. God said, do it, they did it. God said, speak it, they spoke it. God said, go there, they went there. God said, raise them up, they raised them up. Come on, amen. That's why when Peter writes his epistle, he comes along and he makes this statement. We not only preach the more sure prophetic word, but we preach what Peter calls the present day truth. Everybody say the present day truth. It's the word of God made alive today. Amen. Or the truth that God is activating in this season, or the truth or the word of God that is being activated in this generation. Amen. Huh? I mean, I see there are some things that God is saying to us that he is building in our lives line upon line, precept upon precept. He's building our lives actively by the Holy Spirit. Amen. I mean, some of y'all came out of the Word of Faith movement. Some of you were born out of a traditional denomination where everybody had to wear robes. Some people come out of Lutheran churches. Some people come out of Baptist. Some people come out of Methodist. Come on, amen. How many of the Lutheran church was born out of the revelation that Martin Luther had? And when he had the revelation, revival swept across the land. Come on, somebody, amen. How many of the Methodist church was built off of the revelation that a man named John Wesley had? And begin revival fires begin to burn in the church. How many of some of the early Pentecostals were born out of the Holiness movement that happened on Azusa Street in the early 1900s? Presbyterians from the revelation that John Knox had begin to start a whole worldwide evangelistic revival. And what happens is we build all these things into our lives, and they become doctrinal foundations in our lives for where we were. Where we were. How many of you know that during the time when all of these great movements started, churches that were in the midst of those movements would have people lined up for hours trying to get in to hear the word of God? And some of the biggest churches that were built 100 years ago, people would wait days to see God move in the Methodist church, to see God move in the Presbyterian church. How many know you can go to London today, or you can go to New England today and walk in some of them churches that are still standing today, and 30 people will be there on Sunday morning, and it's as dead and dried up as you ever wanted it to see? Why? Because they were living on the preceding word of God, not the proceeding word of God that God is saying today. They were living on yesterday's manna, yesterday's word, and when it bore its fruit, it didn't bear anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. Pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Navigating the real estate market in Florida today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast and in the Palm Beaches, the housing market is back in full force and there are a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It also can be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is offering a free seminar on how to prepare to buy a home, what programs are available to you, and how you can qualify. You can sign up for this free seminar by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 561-201-5499. The number again is 561-201-5499. También hablamos en español.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at GoldenRuleAcademy.net.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.